So in the pre-coaching session, there are a few foundational things we want to be doing and thinking about, and some of them, of course, will be obvious to you, but let's just put them in the record anyway, make sure that we are clear about what we are trying to achieve. So first of all, obviously the whole intention of the session is to establish rapport, some kind of rapport with the client, a connection, a human interaction. The intention is to offer clear information on what coaching and recovery to wellness coaching is. So you need to have a simple and clear way of explaining that to your client in a way that they can easily engage with. We do actually have a document that is in this section which gives you some suggested statements or tips on how to go about that. Giving that information is important because unless they start to understand what it is you do and what coaching actually is, it'll be impossible for them to get a grip on whether they want to engage with you or not. Obviously, this session is going to be about you talking quite a bit, but you still want to stick to that fundamental principle of coaching, which is that your job is to listen more than talk. So don't let the session get overly filled with your voice. You do have quite a lot of things to say, break them up and pepper them through the session. Be prepared for strong emotions. Quite surprisingly, or perhaps not surprisingly, often people will quite quickly become quite emotional, particularly, of course, if the situation they're in is stressing them, then they have anxiety and fear and so on. So if you are able to establish rapport, they feel comfortable with you, they may well be struggling with some quite strong emotions. Stay optimistic and hopeful, but avoid encouraging quick fixes. Of course, when people are in crisis, they want an answer, they want a solution. What we know with working with people around these kinds of healthcare challenges that we're talking about is there are very, very rarely quick fixes. So we want to be optimistic and hopeful. We want to keep our feet on the ground. So it's about saying, responding and offering, you know, your perspective, which, of course, what they're trying to achieve or want to achieve is almost certainly possible, recovery is possible, and that you can work with them. But it's a journey you're going to take together, it's going to take some time, and there isn't a magic fix. You're not a magician, you're a coach. Outline your role. So this is different to outlining what you do. Outlining your role is more about positioning yourself in a way that you want to position them yourself with them, which is more about being alongside them as opposed to being the one who is opposite them, offering them solutions. So I like to use the words like, you know, ally, fellow traveler, you know, I'm your companion, I'll walk beside you, you know, I'm going to be with you as you take this journey, and I'm like a resource for you that's constantly present, that you can tap into, that we can work together to uncover your strengths and, you know, the future possibility, your resources and so on. So make sure that you clarify that. Often people will think that you are going to fix them. And we know that in our coaching model, we are differently orientated towards that. We are creating an environment within which they will be able to become fully present, find their own resources, find their own pathway through recovery. And we are going to help them travel on that pathway. So it's important to outline your role, get clear. And then, of course, be clear about what you're not offering. So it's important to say, look, this isn't therapy. This isn't a treatment program. That's not what we do. I will coach you through therapeutic engagements and treatments. And you can explain to them that what you do is very complementary. but it isn't either or. It isn't if you don't have a coach, you have a therapist, or if you have a therapist, you have a coach, or so on. So it's important to make that distinction. Be clear about what you are an expert on. So obviously they expect you, and quite rightly, to be bringing knowledge, skills, experiential context, and so on to the coaching conversation. And that's why they're there. So be clear about what you are feeling that you are an expert on. So you have knowledge of coaching and coaching skills. You are aware of how behavior change comes about. You are understand the different ways that people find meaning and purpose in their lives. These kinds of things. This is where the coach's area of expertise can lie, and you need to be clear about that. Asking them what they want, that's pretty obvious. If they haven't told you that already, then important to make sure that you start with them to say, so what is it that you would like to get out of working with me? What's other, do you have any short-term goals and any longer-term goals? So, and just really to see what comes out. And don't worry if this is unclear. Most likely the thing that will come out is the most pressing topic on their minds, which is why they've come perhaps to see you, or been advised to come see you, or referred to come and see you. So they will probably start there. But that's okay. Ask those questions. Make sure that you get a little bit, broaden that out just a little bit. Be aware and notice key motivation. This is important because you want to sort of get a sense of whether they are extremely fear-based and driven, anxiety-driven, or whether they are sort of having a more balanced approach and are moving, have a sort of toward part of themselves as well. So just listen for that. Give them a quick overview of what the next steps will be. If you decide to work together, make clear that that decision is theirs, that this is assuming that you feel you can work with them. But if you do feel that you can work with them and that is still a present in you, then you can state that. But make sure that you explain to them that this decision is theirs, and if they want time to think about it or want to have another conversation, you're quite happy to do that. If they sort of seem to say, yes, I'd like to come back and like to start, you know, working with you, have you as my coach, then you probably want to say what your terms are in terms of what you're asking from them, from a commitment, how many sessions you'd like them to commit to, what it's going to cost, if they're paying. It may be being paid by a third party, so that may not be relevant. But you just want to start being clear about building the framework with them about how it will work. Just give them some broad strokes on that. You're going to build on that quite a bit more, of course, in the first section. And last, but don't get drawn into actually coaching a problem. So this is important because they may well want to talk about the pressing issues, and of course you need to let that happen and be aware of it and reflect back to them that you understand what their pressing need is. But this is not the moment to actually sort of jump into actually coaching them on it. The place to point them is to say, well, you know, reflect back to them that you understand what their pressing need is, and explain to them that that's what you will start working on if you work together. So that keeps it present but allows it to stay contained. So those are the main aspects of a pre-coaching session. There probably might be some more that you personally would like to include, but these are the sort of aspects and key points that I think really need to be included.